Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here in the front department. Can I have your first and last name?
Diane Treat.
Okay, one moment.
We can't save our children. The best we can do is make a song or help them help themselves.
Okay, verify your email address for me, please.
BubbleRamper53@gmail.com.
Okay, and your telephone number?
315-209-7768.
And your shipping address?
Pardon me?
And your shipping address?
Shipping address?
Yes, 36, ma'am.
36 Middle Lane, Weetsport, New York. 13166.
Okay, thank you for that. And that information you verified over this recorded line was correct. Looks like someone entered the sweepstakes drawing for a KitchenAid mixer on October the 5th. Looks like they also automatically signed up for the factory for the discount shopping store membership, where they give them 48 hours to call in to cancel it to keep from being a member. Being a member does get them a $125 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. They receive that $125 voucher each month they enroll in the $67.32 a month. Now, you are stating that you never placed this order on October 5th, correct?
I've never placed an order, and I've never received anything.
Okay.
And you're not the only one I'm having this problem with. I just got my bank statement. I found six different places on it. So apparently somebody got hold of my information.
Okay. So what I can go ahead and do is get your information sent over to your local county police department. So that way, whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We did send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where this was ordered from. I do have to let you be fully aware that if it does come back to the address you verified over this recorded line, you could be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
No, I'm just going to cancel my bank card. Somebody's got a hold of it. I'm not being accused of stealing shit.
No, ma'am. We're not accusing you of anything. That's what the investigation is for.
And my card's just right in my possession. No one's had it. So I'm saying somebody's bit my account.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. But we still do have to do the investigation to see who ordered to use your information without your knowledge. This information does get sent over to your credit card company as well.
Yes, proceed with that.
All right. That information has been sent over for the beginning of this investigation. We do refund the most recent charge, which will be the $67.32 that was charged on October the 9th. That refund will take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on your card. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all. I'm sorry for getting upset with you, but I live by myself. I'm a senior, and I didn't know it until I opened my bank statement.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Trust me. I understand. My mom was done the same way. Your best bet is to change your whole card, get you a new card, and just try to watch what you do online.
That's what I say. I haven't done anything online. I don't know how they got my information.
Even, it's a lot of people that can get it easily. You can put it in just to order some candy online, or maybe order some lamps. They can get your information anyway.
There's only one thing I did order, and I found out was fraudulent, and it was a Wolf Mission sweatshirt. It doesn't take a month to get a shipment.
Oh, wow.
So I keep sending them emails. Well, they said, well, it's on its way. Here's the tracking number. You type in the tracking number, and it shows that it doesn't work. You call their phone number, and they tell you all their lines are busy, no matter what time you call. So that's a scam right there.
Wow. I do hate that for you, ma'am. But I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
You too, hon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.